Kathy watched him as he slowly unzipped his pants. His hard cock was very obviously running down his left leg and bulging through his blue jeans. He had a smug smile on his face. He knew she was staring at his cock and was hungry for it. He knew he had a huge cock, over 10 inches and real thick, just like she wanted. His zipper reached the bottom, and he pulled his jeans open, but not off. Kathy could see he was shaved smooth all over, and just could make out the very base of his cock that was held firmly in the denim's grasp. Next, he undid the buttons on his shirt and pulled it open to reveal his chest, hard and muscular, the skin taut and tan over his ripped muscles. The right side of his chest was engulfed by a swirling tribal tattoo that covered from neck to belly and around the side of his body. It was an abstract pattern done all in black, accented only by a silver ring through his right nipple that seemed to glimmer in the candlelight. His long, dark hair cascaded down over his shoulders and formed a mane around his face, and as he let the shirt fall off his arms, he smiled again and slowly began to run his hands over his muscles and caress his body. His fingers gently played over his belly and then up to his chest. He playfully tugged at his nipple ring and chuckled as Kathy began to squirm in excitement. He ran his hands down and slid one into his jeans and rubbed the base of his cock. Kathy moaned slightly and wished he would just push those jeans down. She wanted to see him naked, wanted to see all of them, especially that cock. She began unbuttoning her blouse, her hands shaking in excitement. She could feel her pantyhose dripping with her excitement already. She wanted him badly, wanted to feel him in her, wanted to taste every inch of him. After all, she had paid good money for him. She wanted to play with her new toy. She stripped off her top and unsnapped her bra so that her breasts spilled out. Pushing up her skirt with one hand, she began to rub her pussy through the pantyhose as she grabbed at her own pink, big nipples with the other. He was grinning wider now. He liked to watch, too. Kathy dug her nails into the nylon and ripped. The hose gave way with a wet-sounding tear, and runs split open across her pussy and ash cheeks and down the legs. The cold air rushed in onto Kathy's exposed pussy lips in a rush, and she began to shiver in excitement. Her nails raked across her outer lips and sent even more shivers of pleasure running up her spine as she opened her pussy up for him to see. Her juices dripped from her and made the seat below her sopping wet from her excitement. Her other hand scraped nails across her sensitive nipple and pulled it to full length. She gritted her teeth against the pain she inflicted on herself and moaned in pleasure as her nipple burned with the scratches that left angry red marks across her soft white flesh. He was smiling and staring at her in rapt attention, enjoying the show and becoming aroused to a frenzied state watching her. Kathy was always rough with herself, always a bit over the edge. She liked the burning feeling as her nails dug deep into her flesh, and she squeezed until she squealed at the pain. He pushed his jeans down off his cock into his knees. He kicked them the rest of the way off as he began to stroke his cock to full length and its 10 inches stretched out before him. Kathy was impressed. His cock bent down from the weight of the huge, thick shaft. She could see a glistening drop of pre-cum on the head as he began to beat off in front of her. His balls hung down low and looked to be full of hot cum for her. She licked her lips. He looked tasty. She didn't wait to be invited. She stood up and grabbed at his cock and pulled him to her. He was her toy for the night, and she wanted to play. She stroked him and rubbed the head against her wet pussy and made it slippery with her own juices. He closed his eyes as she began to rub her clit with the tip of his head. Her other hand reached around and grabbed his ass and grabbed it hard, her nails digging into the hard muscles of his ass and raking scratches across the cheek. He quivered slightly at the pain, but smiled at the pleasure too. She pumped his cock until it was so stiff it was like steel. Then she pushed him back, and he let himself sit in the chair behind him. Guiding his cock with one hand, she mounted him and straddled that huge cock until it was in just the right spot, and she let herself fall onto it. As wet as she was, it still stretched and pulled at her lips fiercely as she slid onto him in one motion. It hurt and pinched and pulled at her, but that only made her pussy drip more. She began to ride him, and his hands snaked up and ripped the pantyhose more so that her ample ass was exposed. His fingers dug into her ass cheeks, and the tip of one finger slid into her ass. It was slippery and easily fingered from her pussy juices. His hands were big, and she felt stretched by the cock and finger. She rode him as fast and hard as she could, the chair groaning from the force of their fucking. She didn't care. Fuck the hotel if the chair broke. It was a sleazy place anyway. His mouth found her nipples, and he began to suck and bite her breasts as she rode him. That was just what she wanted, as she felt his cock stretch her to her very limits. One of his hands grabbed her hair as she rode him, and he pulled it hard like reins. She screamed out as he began to make a fist and entwine her hair in his long fingers. Using her hair as a handle made her ride him harder and faster. His finger slid all the way up her ass, and he began to fingerfuck her ass harder. The pain and the pleasure was getting to be too much. She started screaming and felt her body quivering. Her pussy clenched tight, and she felt her body shake. Without any real warning, she started to come so hard she couldn't breathe. Her pussy clenching tight onto that huge cock, and her legs giving out under her, she slid down all the way on him. His cock slammed into the depth of her pussy, and as she screamed, a huge surge of pain rocketed through her, and her orgasm intensified. She tried to raise up, but she couldn't move. Her muscles clenched and began to milk him, and he started to come at the same time. He cried out and pulled hard on her hair, and fucked his finger into her ass as far as he could. His cock jerked and pulled as the first load of hot cum spilled into her. She grabbed out and caught his hair in her hands and pulled it to keep her balance. He cried again and again, and loads of hot cum filled her and squished out of her pussy as she continued to cum. Kathy finally screamed out and then slumped against his muscular chest and lay there panting. His hand in her hair relaxed and slid down her back and began to gently caress her. His finger slid from her ass and she squealed as it popped out. His cock was slowly going soft in her, and their combined cum gushed out of her with each breath. Finally, Kathy stood up and pulled her skirt down and picked up her blouse. He sat there watching her as she dressed and ran a brush through her hair. She picked up her purse and fished out her wallet as he smiled to her. She looked at him, sitting there covered in their cum and a fine layer of sweat. Kathy smiled and tossed the roll of cash down on his lap. It was worth it. She turned and left the sleazy motel room and got into her car to go home to her nice suburban life, far from this sort of thing. As she drove out of the hotel parking lot, she cursed. She had forgotten to ask him to pick up milk on the way home, and she had just given him all of their money. Oh well, she thought, I can always run back out later.